my arms are going to fall off of my body.
Why?
Because they feel so heavy.
Really?
Yeah. I am exhausted.
Did you work out?
No. No. I did not work out at all.
Do you ever work out?
No.
Yeah.
You know, like once a year.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, that,
you had that
the burn.
Fun run thingy.
Yeah, and I was sore after that.
Yeah. So you did work out. Good job.
Yes, and I am still suffering from that.
Congratulations, you.
My workout for the year. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I really should start working out.
Yeah?
It'd be good for me.
It would. Keep you healthy.
Or something
you
like that.
Could possibly, potentially live longer?
I don't know if that's...
Question
I think
mark.
You're just making things up.
Yeah,
question mark? Exactly.
I don't know. It is Wednesday. It is April 17th, and stuff going down this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or, of course, MyStaticRadio.com for details on the happenings of the day.
That's right.
Stuff went down yesterday as well. Can I just tell you, I'm super amped right now for my dear friend, Timmy Skip.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Tim Skipper.
He's just living up at those studios in L.A., isn't he?
Yeah, not only did him and his beautiful bride go catch a taping of Ellen.
I'm so mad.
They actually were on The Price is Right yesterday.
How cool is that?
Even cooler is, did you see Drew Carey?
No.
Drew Carey hosts Price is Right.
Price is Right. What am I saying?
He tweeted about House of Heroes yesterday.
No, he did not.
Drew Carey yesterday tweeted... the lead singer of this band was in the studio today. Check him out.
That's cool.
Drew Carey tweeted about House of Heroes.
I don't care what they said about you, Drew Carey. You are cooler than Bob Barker.
You're great.
Just kidding.
Most people said that guy lost weight and he's a jerk. I'm not most people.
I just think it was really
nobody
difficult.
Nobody actually said that. I don't know if anybody
nobody said that. And, yeah. You know, I don't know what people said about him either. I was just biased because I grew up with Bob Barker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's cool.
Oh, Bob Barker.
I was in the studio right next to the Price is Right studio. I didn't ever go into the Price is Right studio.
What? How does that happen?
Because all the studios, like, all these shows that we watch are neighbors to each other.
Oh, okay.
So, that's just like this huge lot and you have to...
They're all bros.
Yeah,
they
so...
kick it.
The So You Think You Can Dance studio was right next to the Price is Right studio.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're 12.
I was standing there. I was like, oh, yeah. Price is Right. Right there. Right there. And I didn't get to go in.
So weird. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
I don't know how you doing, Mitch.
She just said fantastic.
I'm doing tastic.
Man.
Oh, good. I thought... You said her arms are about to fall off or something.
Well, they are.
They definitely are, but I'm doing pretty tastic.
But she's learned the secret to being content in all things.
Yes.
Whether well fed or hungry, whether feeling fit or arms about to fall off, she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her.
Philippians.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? Today I have to go to the dentist for a cleaning.
Oh, no.
Take something beforehand, because you're going to be in pain.
Yeah.
That stuff hurts.
And you know what, guys? I've had to move this appointment or anything. It's three times, because I had one. First, I had a chest makeup. Two, my sister had an open house at Jimmy Carter. And then there was something else that came up, so it had to be moved.
Wow.
Yeah, that
there
stinks.
You go.
Well, hopefully
I don't
get
know if they
day.
Sound pretty happy about we have to move your appointment, but oh well.
It happened, and today's the day, though, so get ready.
Have fun.
Yep, have lots of fun.
I'll try to. You know what the good thing is that they've known me and I've known them for like so many years already. It's been quite a while.
It's good.
That's, yeah. There you go.
What can we pray for you, buddy?
You know what this reminds me? You know what, Steve-O? Do you like this thing called Thrice or Temper Trap?
Yeah, Temper Trap. Love the Temper Trap.
You know what? I was wondering if you guys could play something by Temper Trap.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard on your guys' commercial. I think this is an older one, though.
Oh,
it's
yes.
With, you guys still have that Mac entry.
Yeah.
I found it on YouTube.
Yes. Wow. Really? We have YouTube videos?
Apparently. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it's on the Calvary ABQ YouTube page.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, yeah. Those are still archived for sure.
All right.
I'll email you the link later today.
Thank you.
I turned my Prezi in today so you guys can take a look at it.
Boom. Can do.
Okay, talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later.
Wish me luck. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
I wasn't done talking about The Price is Right.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean,
my bad.
I don't really have a lot to say. I just wonder how Price is Right, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune, like those three shows that they aren't on at the same time, obviously. Like some of them are on at night.
Yeah.
But how are they still so fun to watch?
Hello.
And when,
I don't know, actually.
Like, Jeopardy, half that stuff you don't know, but when you do get one right,
you feel like the smartest man alive.
Like, it doesn't. Except for when it's like about pop culture. And then you're like, dang it, I don't really. Who is the Kardashians? I know, I'm sorry.
Right.
Unfortunately, I know.
I feel like a genius.
Hello.
Hello. How come you guys never actually get on the air at 6 o'clock and leave at 10 o'clock?
It's just.
Well, that's
songs.
You know, the show isn't just us talking, it's also music.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's all I wanted to know.
Do you listen
at 6?
From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
No, but I was just wondering.
Oh,
because I'm going to work right now.
You know, sometimes I have the same question. And
do you usually go to work at this time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm awake.
Nice.
About the same time that you guys are.
Nice. All right. So,
and today I feel sorry for you. I'm exhausted.
No, it's okay. So.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You are welcome.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you're very chipper at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Super positive outlook on life.
I'm a swimmer also, so you kind of have to wake up early.
Yeah. There you go.
Swimmers have to wake up early.
Heck yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be at like 6 in the morning.
Yep.
Oh, it's kind of like band, 0 hour.
Yeah.
Like,
I hated swim team.
Those guys are always out on that field.
Not going to lie. Not going to lie, buddy.
Swim is awesome. You should make your kids do it. Or you should do it.
Wait, who are you talking to now? Me or Mitch?
I don't have kids.
Or you.
Oh, me.
Devo.
I was on the swim team for many, many years, my friend.
Okay.
Not even being funny. Four Hills Country Club swim team. What? Yeah, we were the Gators. We had really terrible.
Why didn't you like it?
Oh, I don't know. You mentioned the 6 a.m. thing. One, I was 7 years old when I was thrust into that lifestyle, and that was a blast.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like swimming where you get to splash each other. It was like, we need to do 20. Now we're going to do 2,000. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I mean, there's recreational swimming, like at the beach and water park.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
fantastic.
The healthy swimming, which is not fun. But
I happen to think that recreational swimming's also pretty healthy, actually.
Yeah. Being outside and not indoors, that's pretty much what it does for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, getting sun is not very healthy, and getting sunburns is, not too healthy.
You know, I actually
Boring.
Yeah, I know. I actually made a point this year to not go out and tan, because it's not
good
for you.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's weird, too. It's like a weird concept. I'm going to go lay in the sun for 45 minutes.
Thank you for the call, not Debbie Downer.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye.
I was happy as a clam.
Yes, for sure.
I feel like clams aren't very happy, actually. Whoever invented the happy as a clam, how does he know?
Right.
Does he
those
know clams
things,
are happy?
Those things keep their little mouths shut for ever. Like, and then
they're
even
so tight-lipped.
I know, right?
Just saying.
Obviously uptight.
Static.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, check this out, man. Me and my buddy, when we were working together, now I got another sidekick with me because summer's kicking up.
Yep.
I had a cut on my hand in between my pointer finger and my thumb. You know that crease right there?
Yes.
So I cut myself right there.
Oh.
And then I actually slammed myself with a hammer. So it was pretty bad, so a band-aid wouldn't stay. So I wrapped duct tape around my hand like a boxer would.
Uh-huh.
And then when I took it off, I had a tan too.
No way.
Dude, that's the new style. Imagine that. You just get tape, put it on your arm, and whatever you want, you just stay out in the sun, and you rip it off, and you got a tan too.
Tan too.
Wow.
I'm going to put X's on my hands.
I get it. I get what you're doing there.
I'm going to do that.
No, it really works, but yeah. So.
I'm going to try it. I used to do that back in the day when I was, like, poolside, rocking, like, the smiley face on the tummy.
No, you did not.
With, like, suntan
lotion. Really do that?
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm not even being funny. We'd write our name or something on our stomachs. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Tantoos, dude.
Tantoos.
Later, love you.
Later. Love you, too, bro. Pool boy from Cruises.
What is going on? Am I still on air?
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, I
will. You're gonna
be
okay. We are 4 minutes away from breaking news.
That's right.
It's going down today.
It is.
So is the rest of the show.
And we'll be here until
6 to 10.
9:47-ish.
Every day?
Yep.
Could you imagine if we talk literally from 6 to 10? Oh, my throat would just hurt.
I don't know what I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
Gatlin Elms. Song's called Talk About It. Irony?
I get it. It's coincidence.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Gatlin Elms. Talk About It. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6:30 and we're going to talk about some breaking news because it's the Wednesday.
Newsday.
It's Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
Remember okay. Wed Newsday.
I just lost a day.
Breaking news. Marianne Cooper of Birmingham, England, knew something was up when her six-year-old pug was fixated on her body. He kept digging at her. I'm not going to read this word for word. He kept digging at her, nudging her, and no matter how many times she put the dog on the floor, the dog would always climb back up and continue digging at her. Turns out she had breast cancer.
What?
The dog knew.
What?
Yeah. The dog knew that she had breast cancer.
How did the dog tell her that?
It wouldn't stop digging at her.
Okay.
And I believe it.
Of course.
So that's why I read that story.
Of course.
So
she was like, you know what? My dog's digging at me. I better go to the doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Because the dog wouldn't stop at one specific spot. And it's kind of like the dog here on campus with that one guy. I don't know his name. Bad now. But that dog
carries a Bible for him. Really
no,
sweet.
No, not that one.
Oh.
No, the one during services. I know the dog's name is Care Bear.
Wow.
But it's a white lab, and she's trained because this dude.
Yeah, carries around his
Bible. No, not that one. Different white lab. They're both white labs. I understand this. It's confusing. Or yellow labs. But the dog will notify him if his blood sugar changes at all because he has diabetes and he could.
Really?
Something. Yeah, his blood sugar changes, she notifies him immediately.
Did you know that today is what, like National Pet Lover Day or something like that? Friend Day, Pet something Day?
Oh, today is Pet Owners Independence Day.
Yeah, see?
This is the day we won independence from all you other people.
From all other. Yes. Good job. Pet Owner Independence Day. That's right. You guys can, all you cat people, you run off and be independent. Go just be independent from all of us. Go start your own nation, please.
Aww.
Take all your cats with you.
But I have a dog as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you got to choose. Yeah.
I feel bad for my dog, so I choose him.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
Because she...
You can stay.
Because my dog doesn't own anything. My cat owns the house.
Right.
It's awful.
Of course.
It's awful. Breaking news. Michigan District Judge Raymond Vogt has instituted a rule in his courtroom in which anyone whose cell phone goes off is found in contempt of court.
Wow.
Last week, the ringing in Vogt's court turned out to be coming from his own phone.
No way!
To prove he wasn't above the law, the judge slapped himself with the fine.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
What a rad judge!
I like him.
That's great!
I'm also very scared of being in his courtroom.
That would be... See, I love that. It's hilarious. That's like you're in church, and all of a sudden a cell phone starts going off.
And you know the pastor. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, it is the pastor.
That happened to us on stage, and it was actually the choir director. We're like, he's like, is that what? It's you. It's your phone. I'm like, it's awkward.
See, this is why mine's always on silent.
Yeah, it's always,
always.
Vibrate.
Because we have the show. You can't, like, have the phone on. Are you kidding me?
Trust me, I know.
Unreal.
I know.
People. Unreal. Just keep them on silent.
So unreal.
Why do we spend money on stupid ringtones that nobody ever hears?
I don't spend money on that.
Oh, it's just me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Breaking news. A St. Louis man was shot twice in the head and drove himself to the hospital.
Oh my gosh!
He's expected to survive.
Where are you finding these stories?
You know where I'm finding them. They're right here on this piece of paper.
Oh, okay, right.
I didn't go looking for them. They're
World Wide Web. Okay.
Right. Etc.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Etc.
www part.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Good job. So he's expected to survive.
That's crazy.
I don't. Yeah.
These are all crazy stories today.
I know. Well,
kind of inspirational. Like a dog saves a woman's life. A judge was a.
He wasn't above the law.
Righteous judge.
Yes.
He was a good judge. Mm-hmm. He even judged himself. And then that dude drove himself to the hospital and lived.
You wait for this next story.
Oh,
it's going to blow your mind.
Like in a good way?
Well, I'm going to read it.
All right.
Breaking news. A New Zealand animal welfare group has rescued a cat who survived on nothing but McDonald's cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets for more than a year.
So it is possible to actually live when you eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Gross.
Frankie had lived in a fast food restaurant parking lot since residents of a nearby apartment block were evicted and left it behind as a kitten 12 to 18 months ago.
Lame.
The abandoned kitten quickly learned to follow cars through the drive-thru in hope that they would throw it a chicken nugget or a part of a burger.
Wow.
That wasn't inspiring at all.
I just thought
I'd hype it up because you had such high hopes. And I didn't want to disappoint you immediately.
Yeah, it's really sad. If anything, that kitten grew up on McDonald's, so it was like its arteries are all clogged up.
Yeah, no, it'll never be the same.
Man.
That was it? Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I had.
I've got a really good story for you today that's going to make everybody happy.
Wait.
Oh, but Steve's got something. Hey, buddy.
I don't want to steal your thunder. It might be the same story.
Uh-oh. Is it about baseball?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep.
I'm going to shut up.
Okay. We'll see.
What's funny is that I didn't really have to know. I just knew. Ready? Sports! Okay, ready? Go.
Okay.
Sports!
What is the single greatest rivalry in all of sports?
It is the Boston Red Sox and Yankees.
I want to cry tears of joy just for the fact that you actually knew that.
Thank you.
You knew that?
Yeah.
So proud of you right now. You're growing up.
And the Red Sox apparently had this curse on them for a long time.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm just saying all the information that I know about baseball right now.
Yes. It is a gnarly, crazy, fierce, super insane storied rivalry that goes back, man, years and years and years and years and years and years. Because Babe Ruth originally
was a Red Sox and then he went to the Yankees?
Yes!
Gosh, I'm so good.
Right there. But in the wake of Boston Marathon, Monday, the bombing, the Yankees tweeted that they were going to hold a special moment of silence at their home game in New York. And they were also going to lead the crowd in a rendition of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline at the end of the third inning, which is what the Red Sox do at Fenway Park.
That almost that gives me chills and makes me want to cry.
Their tweet says this: "Our thoughts are with the Boston community. Tonight there will be a special moment of silence at Fenway. And Fenway favorite Sweet Caroline at the end of the third." Can I just say, of all the like sappy stories,
that's the one that gets
I think you. I cried when I read this yesterday. Because the Yankees.
How sweet is that?
The Yankees and the Red Sox have got to be the biggest rivalry in all of sports. I really, truly believe that. I mean, what else you got?
Well, I don't know
if any
other ones.
You got the Steelers and the Ravens. You got the Dallas Cowboys and the Redskins.
But this has been going on for like decades.
And decades and decades.
Yeah.
And decades. So the Yankees followed up that tweet with the second tweet showing a photo of a sign at Yankee Stadium decorated with love for Boston. It's crazy, dude.
Hmm.
It's crazy. They actually, yeah.
Do you think they have kind of over it then?
They have a sign that says, "We stand united with the Reds." It's got like the Red Sox logo. Ready? At Yankee Stadium!
Ready?
Probably the most heartwarming story of all time to me. I really don't like either team. I really don't. I'm not a fan of the Red Sox. I'm not a fan of the Yankees.
I just know that people are straight up crazy over one of them.
I minorly hate the Red Sox less.
Why do you hate the Yankees?
Not much less. I just don't like the Evil Empire. I'm not a fan of either team.
But they have cool outfits and colors. I love them.
You're incriminating yourself and making me not like you.
Their colors are...
So, the Red Sox responded in kind, thanking the Yankees for being bigger than the game.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, they started tweeting each other, Red Sox and the Yankees.
Really?
Apparently, they're bros. Tonight, the Bronx, or last night, the Bronx, rocking Sweet Caroline. Pretty amazing, dude. ABC News tried to contact representatives for the Red Sox and the Yankees, but no immediate comment. But it was pretty rad.
This is like that cousin rivalry you guys have had for years, and then like something happens where you're all brought
united.
Together and united.
Yeah.
But it's gonna go back to normal.
Like, yeah, eventually.
Like, you know, it's like, but we haven't resolved that thing.
Right.
You know, we
right.
haven't resolved that.
Oh yeah.
So we're back to normal after this whole thing is.
Yeah. In 2001. 9/11?
Yeah.
I rooted for the Yankees, like, the whole year.
New York.
Yeah, because of New York. It was like, New York! Do it for New York! And then now it's like, bleh.
But are the Yankees going to expect a thank you card from...
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
Stever!
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Was I not listening close enough? Did you mention Neil Diamond's tweet?
I did not!
He tweeted...
The Diamond of Neil!
He tweeted after the event. He said, "Thank you, New York Yankees, for playing Sweet Caroline for the people of Boston. You scored a home run in my heart."
Oh, swear to God.
A home run in his heart.
In his heart, bitch.
Is that really difficult?
To score a home run in somebody's heart?
In Neil Diamond's heart.
Near impossible. However, here's the best part. The baseball diamond.
Oh.
And when you hit a home run... You run all four bases on the diamond. They ran all four in Diamond's heart. One of the greatest stories of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yankees, Red Sox, throwing the rivalry aside, at least for now. Just for a moment. But I love that. Bigger than sports. The Baltimore Orioles, Tampa Bay Rays, they're also in the same division in the American League East. They faced off last night. They also held a moment of silence in honor of their fellow American League East team.
Mm-hmm.
So, man.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, everybody's tweeting. The Orioles, apparently teams have Twitter now.
Apparently.
Yeah. Mets and Phillies also tweeted their condolences. Thoughts and prayers go out to Boston and everyone affected by this tragedy. Hashtag pray for Boston. We've seen that a lot.
All over the place.
Actually, so, yeah. Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians, both in the same league. They're all American League teams. Tweeted that flags will be flown at half staff at their respective stadiums for the games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I love to see when real life takes over sports. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So very, very, very classy of you Yankees to kick that off. And yeah,
great
I
job,
liked that.
Yankees.
I liked that.
It was good.
I hate you a little less, Yankees.
Aww.
Just a little. Just a little. Static.
Is it way too early still?
Yeah, sure.
Can you guys play some Becoming the Archetype?
Oh, yes. We'd love to.
Oh, and then have you guys seen the video for It's Baseball, I guess? It shows the guy in the outfield and someone's heckling him in the back.
Unbelievable.
Tony
Gwynn Jr.
Yes.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Yes. Fantastic. I will have to post that to our Facebook page.
All right, cool. See y'all.
You're the
Thank
man.
You.
All right.
I think you just talked in code.
Okay, Tony Gwynn, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know who that is, but
played
yeah.
Played for the Padres.
Okay. For the dads, okay.
Yes. And he is a dad.
Oh, okay.
Of Tony Gwynn Jr., who is a Dodger. And there's a video circulating where there was this nasty heckler just yelling at Tony Gwynn Jr. And Tony Gwynn Jr. is an outfielder. He's was in center field, that booth. He was out there, and so he's getting in his ready stance, and the guy just kept heckling. And Tony Gwynn Jr. finally just put his glove behind his back, and every time the guy heckled, he would move his glove like a puppet. And it is one of the funniest things, and the crowd just went crazy. And so that's the way to handle hecklers. He, won over the crowd, and everybody thought it was great. Now it's this YouTube sensation. Tony Gwynn Jr.!
I'll have to watch that.
Played for the Topes!
Did he?
Yeah.
Aww.
Plays for the Dodgers. He came down here. That's the AAA affiliate of the Dodgers.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. I love that dude. He's good.
Okay, I'll have to watch that
good
video.
Good peeps.
Watch
Thanks
that
for the call.
But the
Gotta
heckler was
very nice.
Gotta
take a quick break! Yeah, no. Coming right back.
Birthdays.
We got to take care of those.
Yep.
If you would like to get a birthday shout-out, studio@mystaticradio.com. We do it every single day at 6:45. Yes, we are a couple minutes behind, but
we are.
Sports!
They take the time.
It's precedence.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. On the way back, some temper trap and birthdays. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. All right. Welcome back.
It's that time.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
6:47, which means it is
time for birthdays and welcoming in Stever.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. How goes it?
I'm still a little choked up.
Yeah. Yeah, kudos Red Sox and Yankees.
They do that to you.
I'm not going to go far enough to, buy a hat or anything like that, but I don't know. Bill what? Peterson says Dodgers, Giants. The rivalry? I don't know.
I don't really know that one.
I kind of feel like the Padres and Dodgers right now, with everything going on in baseball, seems like they're trying to make a bigger rivalry there.
White Sox won.
Yeah. Yeah, the Angels aren't doing your division any favors because we're getting the tar kicked out of us by the Twins right now. So,
who are you guys playing?
The Twins in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
We've lost two in a row to them. So, yeah, there you go, Central.
We're playing the Beatles right now.
Ah, yes. There you go.
It's the Beatles.
Okay, it's a bunch of chicks' birthdays today.
Cool.
It's the 107th day of 2013. There's only 258 days remaining.
Oh, get your Christmas shopping started.
Yeah. And actually, we'll get to it in just a minute. We have an inanimate object birthday today.
What?
Too. You know, it happened today.
Oh, okay.
One of those.
All right.
Let's see. From The Social Network.
Justin Timberlake.
No, he said a bunch of chicks.
I'm just kidding. His birthday is January 31st. I know that. Hey.
She was also in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, it's the girlfriend. It's the girlfriend of the
I
dude.
I don't know her name.
I don't either.
Rooney Mara's birthday today.
Oh, it's Rooney Mara! 28.
Steve-O?
Uh-huh.
She's 28.
Wait, so you got it.
Yeah.
So I got it. That was me. I was up today off like we did yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright, that's enough of that.
Alright.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you cheat?
No, look, no crossies. No,
all
I
right.
didn't.
Okay, it's one of the Spice Girls' birthdays.
Emma.
Victoria Beckham.
Oh my gosh.
It's Victoria Beckham's
birthday. Hey, wow! Woo! Good job, good guess. Don't say the wrong age. She's scary looking.
Okay, so she's beautiful, but when she was popular in the 90s, she had to have been in her 20s, right? Like, she was, one of the oldest, so, mid, 24, 25.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, 90, so she's got to be in her, 39?
I was going to say 40, 43.
40, okay, yeah, she's in her 40s, so she has kids. Okay,
I said 43. I'm sticking to it.
You say 40.
She's 39.
Oh, man!
Gosh, I'm so mad, and I'm sorry.
You were the one that did the math and made me think, I almost went 45 with
I'm
your stupid
sorry,
math.
I'm sorry, Posh. I am so sorry.
Oh, man.
You know, she doesn't look 40. I just was trying to guess accurately.
Right.
Yeah, she's not doing a very good job looking young, is she?
No, she looks fantastic.
I love her.
You guys are saying 40s.
I know.
Well, because I was trying to do the math.
Okay, we'll go down a little bit of a rabbit hole here, Steve-O, to get to this next one.
Okay.
Who is probably my favorite TV producer?
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. And one of his first things on TV?
Lost?
Yeah.
I think it was before that.
Pre-Lost?
I think it was before that.
I don't know.
Serious?
Pre-Lost?
I think
JJ?
It was.
Lost? He wasn't famous until Lost to me.
I know. To me, I'm like, I don't know. Before Lost, J.J.
Okay.
Abrams.
This birthday is going. We're still on the ladies. She was in 13 going on 30.
Drew Barrymore. No, that's Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Oh, Alias. Of course.
Oh, Alias. Okay.
I've never seen a single episode of Alias.
Of Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so Jennifer
Affleck.
That was
pre-Lost, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it
was. I completely forgot about Alias. I've never seen a single episode.
Neither have I, but
it's
I know
okay.
all about it.
I'm the JJ fan.
Jennifer Garner whose husband, by the way, had a very classy tweet yesterday for his Boston family.
He did.
Man, that guy is a class act. Did I say that?
Did a great job with his movie last year.
Yeah.
Argo's in the cheap theaters right now. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're seeing. Language. There's language in
really?
It.
Okay. Yeah. Jennifer Garner. Yeah. Well, because Posh is only 39.
She's got to be younger, right?
I don't know. She's
37.
Because she was also in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
With Ben Affleck.
She had the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't the quote-unquote pretty one. That was Liv Tyler, right? That was like the quote-unquote pretty one? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like friend of with the glasses. Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
How old's Jennifer today?
39.
37.
41.
Oh, dang it. I didn't want to do that to her.
Stupid Posh Spice threw me off.
Messing us up.
Yeah, okay. I got to set the mood here, Steve-O.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Any second now.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Now.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah. It is Elijah Wood's birthday.
No, his birthday is January 25th.
Wow.
You are a weirdo. You are creepy.
Sorry. Or is it?
Sean Astin.
No.
Sean Astin.
No, you want no?
Orlando Bloom.
Tell me when you give up.
What else has he been in?
That would give it away. Totally. You want to give it away?
No, Ian McKellen.
No, give it away.
I could be playing 007 music.
Sean Bean. Sean Bean, he's also in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Mitch Boromir.
Oh, okay.
He's in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He was 006.
I would have never gotten
Hello.
It.
He was in GoldenEye.
Oh, okay. I would have never gotten it.
You are crazy, really?
I didn't know his name.
All right. Serious?
His name's Sean Bean.
I don't know. It's, yeah.
Yes!
Does she know who it is now?
Do you know who it is, though?
Yeah, now I know who he is, but I don't know anything else he's been in.
He's got to be in his 50s.
Great.
54.
53.
What does Steve-O say?
54.
He's 54.
He's 54!
Whatever. We're tied.
1-1! That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sean Bean.
I just want you to know
006.
That 54 was my original guess, but you guessed it first, so I changed it to 53.
You can't say that it was your original guess because I said it first, which means subconsciously it could have been your brain going,
no.
Oh, because I said it.
No.
So, no.
Doubt it.
No.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay, so inanimate objects. Back a few years.
The twist?
No, this we gotta go. The prom.
Yeah.
Prom was invented today.
No. Back in 1964, the FBI lab reported that it could not determine the lyrics on the Kingsmen's recording, Luai Luai.
Wow.
What is the FBI doing listening to music?
Right.
Trying to look into things, obviously.
They shouldn't listen to hardcore music, that's for sure.
Do you think they do that anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to music, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 1964, they were... Just picture the FBI lab.
Yeah, that's weird.
Could they keep themselves from dancing?
Right.
Man, I just can't figure out what it says, but this is great to dance to.
Times have a change.
Are those all the birthdays?
That's all the birthdays.
Now they don't have check out lyrics because they've got cameras everywhere, so they already know when people are recording in the studio.
I didn't have music for this, but Federal Express delivered its first package today, 1973.
Wow.
What would you play for that?
Way to go, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Never saw that movie, by the way.
Why?
Well, because everybody ruined it for me.
I never saw it either.
Castaway?
Oh, was it Castaway?
Yeah, because he delivers the package at the end.
Hey, you mentioned
he lives and delivers a package
Thank
at the
you.
End.
Thank you. I thought he just lived on that island forever.
You mentioned like Ford Mustang, Ford Mustang Day?
Oh, yeah. I have this written down as Adrian.
Okay, don't look at it. Don't look.
Okay.
Okay. How much was a Ford Mustang in 1964? Did you already look?
No, I promise you I didn't. I can't even make a guess. I have no idea.
$600.
No, hold on. How much were regular cars in that time?
No, you don't get to do that.
What? I don't know. I wasn't alive. I don't know.
I was alive?
The Mustang was a regular car.
A regular car.
It was a regular car.
I guess it wasn't like a...
What's a regular car?
65 Mustang was my very first car.
And how much did you pay for it when you got it?
Oh, I only paid like $900 for it because it was a piece of junk.
And that was the second year model, 64 and a half.
Yeah, 64 and a half was the first. Yeah. So,
how much was that 64 and a half Mustang?
I'm going to guess 450.
I said what? 900?
Six.
Oh, I said six? Can I change it to 900?
Yeah.
Yeah, 900.
Yeah?
Yeah.
$2,368.
Wow.
That's pricey. Yeah.
60s.
I guess that makes sense since you got a deal like at 900, wouldn't it be worth less later?
We completely restored it and sold it for a pretty good chunk of change.
I think a dollar back then is worth $10 now.
Man.
Does that sound about right?
I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
Today is also blah, blah, blah day.
Ah, yes.
The intent of this day is to do all the projects and things that people have been nagging you to do.
Oh, man.
May include quitting a habit, losing weight, working on home projects.
But what if I don't want to?
Today is cheese ball day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, those are so weird and good at the same. Like, you don't want them. And then for some reason, you take the entire barrel of cheese balls to the couch and you eat them all right then and there in front of the TV.
I don't think I've ever owned a barrel of cheese balls.
You haven't?
No. Sorry.
I'm going to go get a barrel of cheese balls.
No, I was a Cheetos guy. The crunchy ones.
You don't know.
So the like soft the ones freaked me out because they just kind of like dissolve in your mouth. And they're gone. It was like, where'd it go?
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I'm not a cheese balls guy.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Steve. Amazing. Moving right along.
Yep.
Some requested music for Matthew from Albuquerque. Temper Trap.
There you go.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Deer in the headlights. I'm not crying. Are you? It's a lie, actually. I was just crying.
You were just crying.
Just shedding tears.
You really were.
Tears of joy and wonder.
And joyness.
So, facebook.com/mystaticradio, Game and Movie Guide just posted the latest trailer on our Facebook page for Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And I just watched it.
You know, it's really good. There's not a lot of new content from the last one that I saw.
I'm okay with that. It didn't ruin too much.
So, I've seen most of it in 3D.
Okay, cool.
That was cool.
Dude!
I like how it's kind of overexposed and high in contrast.
Oh, yeah,
I
really Zack Snyder.
It's
he
so
did 300,
good.
He did Watchmen, did Sucker Punch.
But it's not super overdone like it was in 300.
He did Guardians of Ghoul or whatever the animated owl movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
So random. It's like 300, Watchmen, Sucker Punch, Guardians of Ghoul. It's about owls.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I never saw it, actually. It is blah, blah, blah day.
It is.
Today is the day that you're going to take care of all the projects, all the stuff that people have been bugging you about. So the question is, what are you finally going to take care of today? 505-338-3700.
I thought this was so appropriate. Last night I was watching a skit about, or like it's like a comedian, and she was just talking about how procrastinating is just like the best thing in the world and how we all do it.
We do.
How we all need to do it, but
we don't need to procrastinate.
The way she was making it seems like
I feel like it makes me lazy.
Right, but
No procrastinating.
Made me feel better about myself.
In fact, today we are getting out and about.
That is right.
You and I are going to be somewhere.
Somewhere
random.
Along, somewhere in the 505.
That's right. Here's the deal. Instagram. If you don't follow us at Instagram, it's at MyStaticRadio. That's it. My Static Radio.
Yes.
You go find us. Follow us on Instagram. Today, Mitch and myself, I will say this. By lunchtime, you will know where we will be. We're going to be somewhere. We're going to post a photo of our whereabouts, but we will not tag the location.
Yes.
So you're going to have to find us because we've got a pair of prom tickets that we're going to give away to the first person who can pinpoint our location.
Yes.
And, yeah, like I said, we'll hook you up with a pair of prom tickets. But you got to follow us on Instagram to know where we are going to be today. My Static Radio, that's where you find us, you know.
You know there who you else go. Has been doing that?
Huh?
Justin Timberlake.
The JT?
I get so
the
jealous.
Timber Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
This guy.
His music may or may not make an appearance at our prom.
Maybe. Probably not.
Static Prom's going down Friday, April 26th, right here at the Hub at Calvary Albuquerque.
You can get your tickets now if you want to.
Yeah.
MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right.
You can also purchase your group tickets there as well.
Unless you think you happen to be, you know, smart enough, fast enough, have enough gas to get to where we will be.
Right.
We'll have a pair of tickets to prom at a random location today, but you got to follow us on Instagram to find out what that location is. Just get to Instagram, check out My Static Radio.
Now.
In fact, you can go online, Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio.
You can?
And check out all the photos and everything. Yeah. That would be us. So, speaking of getting around town and following people, they probably need to make sure they know how they can get places.
Oh, you know, there's construction everywhere. Usual construction on Osuna at Jefferson, as well as Unser and I-40. Right lane is closed on Louisiana North at Central, and construction work Candelaria at Eubank. And the right lane is closed Eubank South between Montgomery and Osuna. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Get to Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio to follow us and to find our location. We're taking the static van out today and taking a photo of our whereabouts. If you can find us, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to prom.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So get to Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio. Follow away and be looking out for the photo this afternoon. Randomly.
Within a few hours.
Yeah. It is blah, blah, blah day. The day that you finally take care of all the stuff you've been procrastinating doing because somebody's been bugging you.
Okay.
Nagging you.
Nobody's been bugging me or nagging me to do this.
Uh-huh.
But I have started about 17 different projects in my home.
Okay.
And then just left it there.
Oh, you can't do that.
Like, my house is a wreck because I can't finish one project right now.
What project do you need to take care of today?
I was organizing my movies.
Okay.
And like alphabetizing them because I usually like them.
How many movies do you own? That should take you like 7 minutes.
I just didn't finish.
Okay.
So it wasn't like that. It was a hard job or anything.
How many movies do you own?
I don't know.
You only own like 40 movies.
Whoa.
100 movies?
Maybe.
1,000 movies.
Maybe 100.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I like them alphabetized. I used to work at Hollywood Video.
I was going to say, you used to work at Hollywood Video. We had to do that every day.
So it's really fast, but I just didn't finish that. And then, I don't know, things like the dishes. I'm like, I'll finish all this silverware later.
You can alphabetize your movies today?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the trick. Once they're alphabetized, when you pull a movie out, put it back where you found it.
Oh, that's what I do. Don't worry. That's what I do.
Okay.
I have a husband who never worked at Hollywood Video. And it doesn't annoy him to be out of order.
Which way do you alphabetize? Here's a good question.
It's numbers and then A through Z.
Yeah.
Except
left to right?
Yeah, left to right. But if the title starts out with the, that doesn't count.
No, of course not.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Now the only other thing that I do differently.
And then TV shows and everything at the end.
Yeah, but what do you do when it's like Lord of the Rings trilogy? Are they all just the Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings and
then
one,
the Fellowship,
two, three.
Okay.
Fellowship, Two Towers, and
so those are all together. That's good.
So those are all together. All my Harry Potter movies together.
Here's where I go weird. James Bond movies?
Oh, like, well, that's too difficult.
You wouldn't find Skyfall in the S.
You would find it under James Bond.
You would find it under B, under Bond.
Bond.
Yeah.
And
all
then,
the Bond films are.
But do you have all of those in order, like alphabetically,
right,
or how
yes.
they, when they came
actually,
out?
Actually, alphabetically in the Bond. Same with Batman. They're in the B, but it's The Dark Knight. It's Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. They're all in B. A little confusing.
No, that makes sense to me.
Right.
That makes sense to me.
A little weird.
Same with my music.
Yeah.
Alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's easier, though, because there's no weird, like, oh, but this band put out a record under a different band name, so that, but now we have to put them together.
Yeah, except for random things like, should I put that under Jason or Mraz? Dang it.
No! It's blah, blah, blah day. You're going to take care of something today. So what are you finally going to take care of today that you've either procrastinated about or that somebody's been nagging you to do?
I'm going
to
sweep my kitchen.
You got to take care of it today. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Tell us what you're doing today. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
You didn't do the what?
No, because I was listening.
Oh, right. Okay. 7:36 now. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning.
Steve,
I feel so much better now that I've had coffee.
Huh?
Wow, that happened fast.
Mucho thanks to Solomon Sports.
Yes, always.
For throwing down the bro style awesomeness.
Providing caffeine and goodness every morning.
Those guys are rad. Did you know, actually? I guess there's this big campaign going on right now because coffee beans are getting crazy expensive.
Yeah.
And people are trying to get coffee beans down. It's like, dude, $10 for a pound of guts, great, $10, $12 for a
yeah,
pound.
But you're like wanting to buy like the fair trade coffee,
right,
knowing that it wasn't like crazy.
Guess what?
Huh.
Soaps? Less than that. We're talking like less than 10?
Yeah, less than $10.
Less than 9.
For a pound of coffee.
Did I just say that? Less than 9.
Less than 9.
Anyways. Solomon's Porch. Love those guys. Hey, it is blah, blah, blah day.
It is.
What does that mean?
That means that we have to do whatever that we've been procrastinating doing.
Whatever, blah, whoever blah, it was blah. That told us to finally take care of something. All the projects, all the things people have been nagging you to do, today's the day you actually have to do what they've been bugging you to take care of.
Oh, man, I gotta make some doctor's appointments.
Quitting a habit, losing weight, working on home projects.
Doctor's appointments. I've been meaning to make a doctor's appointment for like the past 3 weeks.
For what?
Just a physical.
Oh.
Not anything specific.
Man, I can't remember.
Well, we're
this is
doing
bad.
My husband and I are doing getting ready to do foster care.
Ah, yes.
And one of the things is you have to
healthy.
You have to get a physical to make sure that you're not dying.
Oh, that makes sense.
Making sure that nothing crazy
right.
is happening before
right.
you take these kids in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get that.
Speaking of foster care, we will have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project coming up in 20 minutes.
No, we won't.
No, we won't because it's
tomorrow.
Wednesday. Because it's Wednesday. So coming up in 20 minutes, we'll have Teresa from the Albuquerque West. I'm just going to go. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Can you do Shock Therapy Live at 9 with Pastor Nate Heitzig?
Yeah,
can you do that? Okay, cool.
It could be any good.
All right, I'm out. I can't.
Hey. That's tomorrow.
I lost a day again.
Don't worry. Yeah,
I
right.
got it back, and then I lost it.
I'm so sorry.
Why is it?
Being in your mind right now probably sucks.
You ever had one of those days where you think it's Thursday, but it's not?
Yeah. Yeah.
How am I losing a day? I don't even want to lose this day. We got a little league game tonight.
You're procrastinating so much
yeah.
that you're jumping ahead of yourself.
I'm jumping ahead of myself. So here we go. Blah, blah, blah day. What are you going to take care of today? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What do you plan on taking care of
there
today?
There you go. I like that. Blah, blah, blah day. It means, you know, you've been asked many a time to take care of some project around the house. See, that's my life right now, though.
Oh,
we just moved.
I have to text my husband.
Wow.
Because I asked him to call the
another
cable.
Honeydew?
Yeah, well, I asked him, not cable, I asked him to call, like, the wireless place because they totally double charged us this month. I'm like, by the way.
Wow.
I don't owe that much.
Right.
And so.
You got to take care of that. You
yeah.
got to check out your bills. I've noticed because I went, like, paperless, and I think they do that on purpose because they're like, oh, yeah, it's for the environment.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Throw in this charge. He's never going to read his email. Shh. I'm serious.
I don't have automatic withdrawal. That sounds terrible.
I think it's on purpose, bro.
Do you have that? Do you have that?
I don't have automatic withdrawal, but I did go like paperless because it's like, go green, help the environment.
Or it's like,
take care of everyone.
Not even that.
Everything.
No. It's like, what do I do with all this paper now? I don't have a shredder. I have to spend the next 15 minutes tearing these into bits.
So it's like, that makes sense. And then I think the first month I went paperless with a specific company, I'm not going to say who. All of a sudden my bill jumped and I was like, no.
Whoa, why?
Oh, and then I'm on the phone for like 45 minutes. Oh, thank you. This is not a super inconvenience. Yeah, check out these charges. Oh, yeah. No, I know I'm right. Okay, cool. Oh, you're going to take care of that? Okay. You got to like monitor.
No, I know.
Just saying. Steve-O Mitch hanging out with you. It is 7:40. Coming up, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Want to remind you, get to Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio. You need to follow us. Mitch and myself, we're on a treasure hunt today.
Or you will be on a treasure hunt.
We're going on an adventure.
We are the treasure.
Wow. Wow.
In a way.
Yeah.
Right?
Come find us. We're going to be out and about somewhere in the ABQ today. And we will take a photo of our location on Instagrams. And the first person to find, well, the location, you'll get a pair of tickets to prom, which is going down Friday, April 26th.
That is less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Good. I'm really excited about this.
A little over a week till prom. Get your tickets. I know people are amped. People talk about dresses. Yesterday, we hung out with students at the Ask Academy.
That's right.
And they were all amped talking about prom coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stoked, dude. It's going to be fun. So if you would like a pair of prom tickets today, Instagram, find us.
And if you know you're not going to be able to, mystaticradio.com.
There you go. You can get all the details for prom there.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a Culture Shock from Cage the Elephant. Also some Weaver at the Loom. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Great Awakening. Let me hear. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
It's already past 8 o'clock.
I know, less than an hour away from Shock Therapy Live if you would like to get a question in.
Already got a few questions this morning. You can send us an email if you want to keep it anonymous at studio@mystaticradio.com.
People are getting questions in earlier and earlier. It seems like we're always slammed for Shock Therapy Live.
It's
so,
true.
Yeah. studio@mystaticradio.com. Get a question in now for Pastor Nate Heitzer coming in at 9 a.m. Now,
right.
We're talking about Blah 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 Day. It's apparently National Blah 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 Day.
People are definitely feeling Blah 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 Day.
People are blah blah blahing this topic.
Yes.
Because the intent of today is to do all the things, the projects, maybe the honeydews.
Yes.
That your wife, your husband, or people in general have been nagging you to take care of. So the question is, what are you finally going to take care of today? I think first on the list should be answering the question.
That would be good.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or 505-338-3700.
Katrina says that she's going to clean the inside of her car.
That's a good one.
You know what?
I just did that.
I think about that often.
I actually just did that.
I think about it often.
I still need to finish cleaning out the garage because we were moving it and stuff. So we still have like a bunch of boxes. So I was like, hey, I'm going to do something meaningful.
Yay.
And in turn, I just cleaned out the inside of my car because there was a trash can in the garage, as was my car, because I was able to get it in there.
There you go.
High five. Did
so
it.
So good.
So I was able to do that. So that's one thing off my list.
Elspeth says she's being forced to replace her tires. She had a blowout on the freeway and nothing happened except the destruction of her tire.
Wow, dude.
So, now she's just waiting for her awesome brother to get a spare on. But glad you're safe, Elspeth.
Yeah, dude, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, on the freeway?
Don't mess around with tires. We had a flat a couple weeks ago, and I had to like throw on the donut. We threw on the donut, and I seriously drove straight to the tire place. Bloop, all right, cool, let's do this.
Yeah.
So you don't mess around with those.
No, you don't.
So anyways, there's no procrastinating that. It's Blah 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 Day. What are you going to take care of? 505-338-3700. Static.
Y'all talk about things that you got to take care of.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I got this big old pile of bills I got to rip up.
Oh, yes. That's good.
They're just sitting there waiting to be ripped up. I just haven't ripped them up yet, man. I got to take care of them.
Have you paid them first?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally pay them.
Okay,
pay them online.
Okay.
That's the easy part. Pay them online, but they still send them to me.
Dude,
I just find so much pleasure in tearing them up. It's
yeah,
so
no, I hear you. You got to go paperless.
I should, but it doesn't... it's the cost benefit analysis. It's not worth it to go paperless and save the environment as much as I get the pleasure out of tearing those bills up.
That's true. You can always print out your emails and then just tear up the email. Less paper.
I could, I guess. I don't know. I just love them trying to send me something.
Yeah.
And say, you need to do this.
And that's true.
You get to tear it up. It's a good time.
There you go.
It's like a holiday.
I love it. Love it.
Hey, you guys have a great day, and I love y'all, and happy, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah,
I think it's
day.
Wednesday. Blah, blah, blah,
happy
day.
Happy blah, blah, blah day, yeah. And it's going to be a good time. I'll
there
see
you go,
later.
Willie. All right, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, facebook.com/mysaticradio. It is blah, blah, blah day, the day we are allegedly going to take care of things that maybe somebody's been bugging you to do something. Dude, please, 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 please do this.
Man,
what are you going to do?
I think I blocked it all out.
Static!
Yeah, blah, blah, blah day. That's a new one. Never heard that before, actually, ever.
There you go.
But, I've been wanting to get my hair cut. People have been telling me I need to get my hair cut for the longest time. I just got a job, and I'm going into the day, so I guess it's time.
Boom! There you go.
And you know what? Don't even try to do that yourself. It will not turn out how you want it to.
It will not.
No. I let my dad do it. He does the barbering thing, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you have to pay for it.
All right, nice. Man. Have a great day.
You too. Enjoy it.
He seems so happy about the haircut.
Yeah, you know what? I've been trying to convince my brother-in-law to get a professional haircut, but he keeps trying to do it himself. Gosh, it's so good that it grows back.
Yeah.
So good that it keeps growing back.
I just put hats on because my hair, I need
but
a haircut.
You have a nice haircut.
I do?
Yeah.
I mean.
Do you just need a trim?
It's grown. Yeah, there you go. I do. It's just grown out. So it's like, I got to call. Got to call my bro.
Your people.
My peeps. And have him take care of that. But again, blah, blah, blah day. I'll probably procrastinate on that one for a little while longer.
I'm on a schedule. I'm going back at the end of May.
See, I can't do that. I would never be able to keep that schedule. I don't know how you guys do that.
For me, it's just every 3 months. My husband, however, this is the one thing he does not procrastinate on.
No, his hair always looks perfect.
Yeah, so you introduced us to this place, which now sucks all of my money out of our bank account. Because of this place that is, I love it. So we go there, and he's literally there every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay, the first 2 weeks, it's a haircut. The next 2 weeks, it's just touch up and making sure everything's clean. And the next 2 weeks, haircut. I'm like, my gosh.
He's on top
husband.
Of it. Nicely done.
But you know what?
Nicely done, Kelly.
Our hairstylist, Jen, she was like, it's expected. That's how all of her guys are.
Really?
They are like kind of weird about it. She can pretty much like tell you when they're going to be there.
I'm on the 6 month schedule ish. I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, it'll my just whatever. Cares. He cares.
Except I have this weird like, check this out. See how it grows to the left? Like the back of my hair? Yeah.
Weird.
So I really shouldn't grow my hair
mutant.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
My hair grows super everything is just like to the left, all the hair you want in a box to the left. So, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's funny.
Yep, there you go.
So good.
Yep.
There's an accident somewhere.
Over the rainbow.
Way up high. No, there's the central lane is blocked on Paseo East at Jefferson. There is another accident. Left lane is blocked at Central.
Okay.
Usual construction in usual places, which is everywhere. And that's your look at traffic.
Wow. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, real quick reminder to all you pastors, church leaders, or just homies who go to different churches.
That's right.
Check it out. Harvest America Mobile Theater coming to Calvary, Albuquerque this weekend. And if you don't know what Harvest America is, last year Greg Laurie shared his message of Christ with 2,400 locations, 2,400 churches.
It was amazing.
Around the world signed up for Harvest America. It's basically like this ginormous evangelism outreach evening, and 2,400 churches jumped on, and there were over 15,000 people who made professions of faith that day. So, dude, imagine if your church got involved. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can check it out this weekend at Calvary Albuquerque. The Harvest America Mobile Theater is coming to kind of show you what they do, how your church can be involved. It's going down April 20th from 4:30 to 5:15 p.m. for local pastors, church leaders, and their representatives. And then open to the public that evening, 5:30 to 8:30, so make sure you check that out. It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be really good.
Yeah, we're talking to someone coming up later in the week about that, actually. He's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I hear.
Me too.
Rad dude.
I can't wait.
Speaking of rad people, right back with Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. But to get you there, it's the Modern Post. Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Have mercy on this person. The Modern Post, white as snow. Static Radio, 821 now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve O'Mitch hanging out with you. And don't forget, today we are going to be out and about in the Albuquerque area. Here's what you have to do.
Get to Instagrams. Follow us on Instagrams. Our name is...
No, there's no S, right? It's just Instagram.
But it's a whole lot more fun if you say Instagrams.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you Instagrams.
The interwebs. Grams. Yeah.
It's Instagrams.
On the interwebs. There you go.
And our name, our username, MyStatic Radio. We kept it pretty simple.
That's right. Follow us on Instagram. You can find a link right at our website, actually. MyStaticRadio.com. Link there to our Instagram. Follow us, because today we're going to be out in Albuquerque, and we're going to post a photo of our location. And the first people to find said location, we're going to hook up with a pair of prom tickets, which is going down Friday, April 26th. Big Bad Prom. It is our statewide alternative prom. Let's be honest. Prom these days, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. I read a story that just blew my mind about prom dresses.
This prom.
And the attitudes of certain people.
Yeah. This prom, however, will be legit.
Totally legit, totally different. You can check out details. MyStaticRadio.com. It is blah, blah, blah day, so today you're going to stop procrastinating. You're going to get your prom tickets. In fact, you're going to go on a treasure hunt. Find us, and we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to prom. All you got to do, head to Instagram.com/MyStaticRadio. There you go. Now, joining us in studio, just like every Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to the
morning.
Show.
Morning. You forgot I was coming today. I heard earlier.
I thought it was Thursday.
I jumped ahead.
That's the second time today. I knew that it was Wednesday, and then I forgot, and I did a completely different break, like it was Thursday, and then, twice today.
You had me confused. I thought,
Thursday. I'm sorry, everybody.
Confusing everyone.
I took a day away from you.
How embarrassing.
I know.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. Sad news.
Yeah.
Especially when you realize it's only Wednesday, and you're like, oh, no! It's only Wednesday, but that's okay.
I didn't go through today yet.
I didn't. I did not. We got Little League tonight. I got a game. I got to get to. But
good deal.
Before we get to that, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you guys got going on?
What do we got going on? Well, I have a special request today.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
You know, at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, we have a men and women's recovery program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 35 men in the recovery program. And they're sweet men, sweet, sweet men. Several of them are going through cancer.
Wow.
And they're on their own. They have no family.
Yeah.
And so I would like to ask the listeners if they could pray for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they have any size large shirts.
Okay.
That they could bring in for them. So
okay.
they can give them a little something to look up to. But if they could keep them in their prayers.
Yes.
This is a random question because I know they're going through a program right now, and I know it's like, I was not locked down, but what about like visitors? What about like helping clean? What about, can you volunteer to help in any area there? Or?
No, just the serving the food.
All right,
and
there
you'd
go.
Be serving the food to the men in the program too.
Okay.
I have a question about the recovery program. Uh-huh. What does it entail? What do they go through?
Right.
It's 12 to 18 months long.
Okay.
and they first focus on the New Testament.
Okay.
And then they focus on the Old Testament. We focus on basic life skills.
Okay.
A lot of them don't have high school
diplomas,
so they get them their GED. And then towards the final months of their stay, we get them lined up with a job.
Okay.
And try and find transitional housing for them. So we don't want them to go back to the lifestyle they had before.
Right, right.
And the friends they had before, you know, that got them into drugs or
right.
alcohol. So we're trying to get them off on a new start.
Okay.
So that's kind of what it entails. Pretty intense program.
Yeah.
Do you ever see, I don't want to say repeat offenders. Again, I'm struggling for words this morning. Do you have reoccurring people who
yeah.
go through the program, who get out into the world and for whatever reason get knocked down again
yeah.
and are allowed to go back through? Okay.
Yeah, we
right.
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
tough if they get back into their former crowd.
Right, right.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. yeah. Reverting back to that
yeah.
lifestyle. It's very,
yeah.
it's sadly, it's very easy as well.
Yeah.
When going through recovery of any kind and trying to break that habit, break that cycle, I immediately think of Psalm 1 that talks about, you know, the counsel that you keep and in your time, in your season, you will harvest if you, you know,
mm-hmm.
stick to that river
yep.
where, yeah, and dig those roots in deep to that good counsel. But yeah, mm-hmm. unfortunately it's so easy because, yeah.
Yeah.
Your friends are there, and hey, it's so easy, it's familiar,
it's just a little
exactly.
bit.
It's a little less scary because, come on, this is comfortable, it's me, and
yeah.
taking back into that lifestyle, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, the recovery program, you said 35 gentlemen right now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 35 men. Size large clothing would be great.
Large.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
ABQRescue.org for details. Teresa mm-hmm. from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us, and yeah, this program you guys do. How many total? Because
yeah.
I know you have 35 men. How many women are in the program?
Nine.
Okay.
And they're a separate location.
Right,
okay.
right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just the men, for some reason, they seem to be under attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With all the cancer
wow.
issues. So
tomorrow's National High Five Day, actually. And it's High Five Day in honor of that, too. I was just reading it, actually, in preparation of mañana. High Five Day for tomorrow. Promote awareness of cancer and the effects it has on everyone. 2 in 5 people are likely to be diagnosed with some form of cancer during their lifetime. 2 in 5.
Yep.
And I didn't realize
impacts,
the odds. Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, that impacts everyone,
mm-hmm.
obviously. So, yeah. Prayer.
Yeah,
large size
clothing. Yeah.
Okay. If you're listening, if you got a church group, maybe you got a small group, maybe you got a youth group, or just some kind of fellowship group that you hang out at. If you're looking for something to do outside of kicking it in your living room and having dinner and hanging out, going out into the community, how about you go out to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission? Great way to volunteer. You can serve breakfast or dinner. They do it 6 days a week. And you guys always need volunteers.
We always do.
Okay. There
always.
You go. So volunteer work is outstanding, as well as large clothing, men, large men's clothing, and... Teresa, thank
prayers.
You.
Prayers.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty, yeah. So tomorrow, High Five Day, we'll definitely keep that on our heart mm-hmm. through this week and talk
thank
more
you.
About it as well. So,
thank you.
Men's program at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. All the details at abqrescue.org or 346-HOPE if you would like to learn more about how you can get involved with volunteering or bringing down clothes to the rescue mission. We're a drop point. We always, you know,
mm-hmm.
accept listener clothes here, and then
yep.
we'll pass them off to you. You come in every Wednesday.
I
so.
Do.
There it is. All right.
Take them on down.
Yeah.
Where they're needed.
Thank you so much for
yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Right on. ABQRescue.org or again, 346-HOPE, the phone number. And there you go.
Perfect.
Prayers, large clothing. ABQRescue.org. Right now, tall heart for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right.
Okay.
8:45. Steve on Mitch.
It's just 15 minutes until Shock Therapy.
That's right.
Live.
If you would like to get your question in for Shock Therapy Live, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also email us if you'd like to keep it anonymous. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Now, Coming up this afternoon, Mitch and myself will be out and about in the ABQ.
We will be.
You're looking for the static van and our location, if you can find us.
Good luck.
First people to find the location in our Instagram photo, we're going to hook up a pair of prom tickets for you.
Now, can you clarify, do they have to go to that location, or do they just have to say, this is where you're at?
No, you have to physically get those tickets.
Okay.
Clarify.
I'm just saying.
You gotta go pick up them tickets,
yeah,
yo.
Clarify.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Drive yourself to said location.
Oh, did you almost say it?
Almost said, actually. Here you go, pair of tickets to prom. That's all it takes. And I promise our prom's gonna be a lot more fun than a lot of these other proms I've been seeing online.
Yeah, go ahead and read about this.
This is ridiculous. Apparently, Mean Girls is now a reality TV show. It's not just a fake movie.
Didn't you know that that was real from the beginning?
Dude. Well, I didn't know this because I'm a dude. But apparently, one of the worst mistakes of all time in life is showing up to prom in the same dress as another girl.
Oh, you know what?
According to the New York Post, teenagers are using Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media to make sure that their dress is unique for the big dance.
You know, I'm about 88% sure that I was just made fun of throughout high school because I didn't care about this stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't. I saw a girl wearing my same dress. I'm like, ah, you paid $66 for that, didn't you?
Ah,
me too.
High five. Prom's coming up Friday, April 26th. Get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. Here's the deal. We want to make sure that you're, you know, good to go with this thing. But apparently, Brooklyn Technical High School is taking it a step further, and they're going to help you out even more. Ooh. They have a Facebook page that says this. Welcome to the page where you tell people you will physically hurt them over formal wear.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds really productive.
Yeah. Apparently, girls, you know, used to go shopping together. I don't know. Is this like a thing? Girls going shopping together?
You know, yeah. I mean, that's assuming my mom hands me some cash.
There you go.
That back in the day.
Yeah. Now, you know, people hit up department stores alone. They pop their... Boom! That's it! So now, I guess, this is what's happening. The new trend. Girls going alone to get their prom dress so that nobody else snags it. Also, immediately taking to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with photos saying, this is my prom dress. If anyone gets slash has this dress, I will personally come to your house, steal the dress, and other things I can't say.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Dude, here's another quote from this Facebook page.
Can you read it?
Just ordered this beauty. I swear if anyone steals my prom dress, I will kill you.
Oh, gosh.
End quote. There are multiple Facebook pages devoted to securing dibs on a gown. I can't mention a lot of these sites, these Facebook pages,
because they are so mean.
Dude, yeah, well, there's
girls.
Words that have to bleep out.
It's
unreal.
Yeah. I don't understand, but some people do. And you know what? If you show up to our prom wearing the same dress as me, that's okay.
High fives.
And
I'd be like, dude, yes! We look awesome, twinsies!
And
you kidding?
Also, we've dubbed this one Retro Prom, which means you could be wearing something from the 1980s, and it's okay.
Yeah, Dr. Karen Ruskin points out that, like it or not, this is the way that teenagers communicate these days. I don't know that I would want. She says, although I do encourage parents to teach their children from a young age
manners,
better models, better modes, better ways to communicate. She adds that posting pictures in order to get dibs on a dress could be a good thing. She says, as a parent, I would prefer dresses already taken, but, you know, they have been sending out some nasty, aggressive things.
Well, I remember back in the day when cursing was like a brand new thing to me, and I was like, ooh, listen to me.
Right. Check it out. I'm all grown up. I'm cussing, yo.
I say what I want.
What? Check this out. You best not steal my dress, yo. This is my swag.
I didn't say or talk like that.
Yeah, no, neither did I. Or purchase dresses. So, you know.
You didn't purchase dresses?
Yeah. Girls using social media to get dibs on their dresses. Here's the thing. We don't care. We don't care if everybody wore the same dress. We just want to kick it for prom.
I wonder
awesome.
If that's like a thing that's happening with other schools, though, like right here in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho. or the 505, pretty much. Are they, are people like super crazy about dresses?
505-338-3700, the phone number. This started in Brooklyn. What?
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, also Palo Alto High School. You know, there's some places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't remember. I can't remember being super crazy over dresses.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Or prom.
Me either.
Like, in, at high school, because I remember thinking, gosh, prom is so lame. They just all dirty dance. I don't know what to do with all this. Yeah. It's just so dumb.
Here's the good news.
There's not even food.
Our prom, not going to be like that.
Nope.
You want to come have a good time, hang out with us. 2.0 from Surge will be rocking the music. It's going to be fantastic. You can get your tickets now, mystaticradio.com. Or, if you're feeling like going on a treasure hunt,
today is the day.
Follow us on Instagram, mystaticradio.com, and we're going to post a photo from our whereabouts coming up in a couple hours, actually. We'll be out somewhere, kicking it. First person to spot us, find us, and approach us, we're going to hook up with a pair of prom tickets.
I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Now, please have your phone and say, hey, this is why I'm here, because we don't want to just go, hey, you found us, and hand some random people prom tickets. Yeah, weird. And they'd be like, what?
Never mind. You didn't. Okay, cool.
Friday, April 26th, Static Radio's Retro Prom. You can find out all the details at mystaticradio.com. Get your tickets there, and we will see you next Friday for the Static Prom. Sadly, it's time.
It's time.
Time to say goodbye.
You do this to me every Wednesday.
I apologize. You got to go. Hey, girl, it's been fun. You got to go. My boy's about to come over, yo.
I see where I stand on your list of friends.
Yeah. Pastor Nate Heitzig coming in studio.
Okay, yesterday you made a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite co-host, mm-hmm. I love him. I'm like, whoa, him?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
You only spend an hour a week with him.
I do.
That is not fair. You can't say he's your favorite.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, then I'm leaving.
Get to rock
I'm leaving. Peace out.
Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 o'clock. And myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig, if you would like to get some questions in, you can do so anonymously, studio@mystaticradio.com, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Mitch.
I'm out.
We'll see you later today, though. Instagram.
Yeah.
We're going out and about to the world.
We are.
Yeah, we'll have a pair of prom tickets for you if you can find us.
All right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.